Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. Victory through a substitute. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Right before the school talent show started, Connor developed a bad cough. No matter what he tried, he couldn't stop coughing. There was no way Connor could sing his song on stage. No performance meant no chance to win the prize. But something amazing happened. Connor's brother, Grayson, stepped in. He looked a lot like Connor. He wore Connor's clothes. He sang Connor's song. Everyone thought, "Wow, Connor did a great job." The performance won first place. And when it was time to get the award, Grayson gave all the credit to Connor, even though Connor hadn't sung a single note. That's called a substitute, someone taking another person's place. That kind of switch only worked because Grayson was human and looked like Connor. When it comes to the prize of heaven, something similar but much bigger happened. Jesus became one of us so he could take our place. Yes, Jesus is God, but he also became fully human. That's what the Apostle Paul means when he writes, "For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness." Jesus didn't stop being God, but he also became a real human being. The Bible is clear what we humans have earned because of our sins. We have earned suffering, pain, and death. God made that clear to Adam and Eve, and he explained it to us too. For sin to be forgiven, someone had to pay the price. That price was death, and it had to be paid by a human who had never sinned. That's a problem, because none of us are perfect. We couldn't make a perfect sacrifice. So God made one for us. God sent his own Son. Jesus became human, so he could live a perfect life, follow God's law completely, suffer and die in our place. That's what it means when we call Jesus the Lamb of God. He didn't just show us who God is. He took our place and paid our debt as someone who was innocent. What you and I couldn't do, God did for us. What you and I don't deserve, God declared that it is ours. Jesus, the Lamb of God, looked like us. He had a body. He got hungry and tired. He felt sad. He felt pain. In everything, he stepped in for us, just like Grayson did for Connor, but on a much greater scale. What we lost because of sin, God gave back to us completely through Jesus. Now, that's victory, through a substitute. We pray to the Lord. Dear God, thank you for sending a substitute to die on the cross instead of us. Help us to praise you for this wonderful gift with our thoughts, words, and actions. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.